Cool.
Okay, I'm rolling here. I'm sure they explained it to you. We'll pull out a couple of sound bites for our newscast. Could you start out by giving me your name and your title?
Sure. My name is Brian Termail, and I'm the spokesman for the Associated General Contractors of America.
Could you spell your last name for me, please, for the website?
Sure, you got it. It's like Turbo Mailman. It's T-U-R-M-A-I-L.
Okay, so obviously Donald Trump has talked a lot about infrastructure improvement. Where do you see that going? What sorts of things do you see happening if the president-elect can move forward with this plan?
Yeah, you know, we're taking the president-elect at his word that he's going to make a big push to rebuild our aging infrastructure early in his new administration, and that will help many different parts of the economy. Obviously, it will help some of our members who build infrastructure as they do the work to rebuild our aging roads and bridges and water systems. But more broadly, it should help the larger economy, our infrastructure, gets more efficient and improves. That will help everything from delivery companies that spend less time in traffic to service folks who spend less time stuck in traffic waiting to fix one air conditioning unit than the next, or anyone who goes shopping at a grocery store and the goods that they're going to buy cost less because they spend less time delayed in traffic.
Now, there's been lots of give and take as to how many jobs we're actually talking about. Is this the kind of thing that can really be a boost to the economy by creating lots of jobs, especially in some of those Rust Belt areas that are suffering from a higher unemployment?
Yeah, one of the great things about construction is you really can't outsource construction. So if you're going to build a bridge in Cleveland, if you're going to build a bridge in South Texas, you're going to do it with American workers. And so those are jobs, high-paying jobs, that are going to go to folks from the areas where the construction takes place. And those jobs pay 10% higher on average than the average job in the United States. So they're good-paying jobs, and they're jobs that don't require people to have a college degree first. So you go into those jobs with fewer less college debt. So it'll certainly help with those areas in construction jobs. But again, more broadly, if you run a manufacturing facility in the Midwest, and you've got less traffic now, or you're spending less on infrastructure costs, then you're going to be that much more effective, and you're going to be able to put more money to hiring as opposed to spending for delays or missed shipments.
Now, here in Texas, we have some of the most congested highways, as you know, in the country, Interstate 35, especially thanks to the increase in NAFTA traffic that runs from Laredo through San Antonio off to Dallas-Fort Worth, is consistently listed as the most congested highway in America. I assume that there's optimism that a plan like this might be able to relieve some of those choke points that are causing serious challenges for movement of goods and services needed to improve the economy.
That's absolutely right. One of the things about investing in infrastructure is it won't just help us rebuild those aging highways that are past their design lifespan, but allow us to add a lot of new capacity. Especially, we have an interesting highway system, as you see in Texas, that was really designed to move people from east to west, and some of the north-south highways were almost an afterthought in the original plan because most of the trade moved from the coastal port. But especially since NAFTA, a lot of our travel patterns, a lot of our trade moved north-south, and so we've got to add capacity on those really congested, really busy interstates so that we can keep traffic moving, and so folks who are trying to get from their jobs or folks who are trying to move manufactured goods can do that efficiently without cost.
What about some alternatives? I mean, the United States is way behind the curve when it comes to high-speed rail. We're way behind the curve when it comes to a lot of these things. Any talk of that, or are we mainly talking about concrete and more lanes of highway?
Well, we haven't heard much talk about high-speed rail, once you get off the coast, the demographics don't necessarily work particularly well for high-speed rail because you don't have large, dense urban centers that are about 100, 200 miles away that are closely connected where you could get from one downtown to the next and not need to rent a car or move around a broader metro area. I mean, that works when you're connecting Boston and New York and New York and Washington or possibly San Francisco to L.A., although it's kind of hard to get around L.A. without a car. But what we do hear a lot of talk about is making the limited passenger rail service we have in this country a little bit more effective. So instead of moving those trains 70 miles per hour, maybe getting them to up to 110, 120 miles per hour, And you can do that without making the kind of massive investments and the massive gambles that would be required with high-speed rail. But then you also have the private sector meeting some of that demand. Now, there's some controversy with it, but you've got a private sector group in Texas that's trying to connect Houston and Dallas with a version of high-speed rail. And with less controversy, you've got a group down in South Florida that's going to connect Miami to West Palm Beach and ultimately Orlando using not really high-speed rail, but kind of faster traditional rail service. And when you've got so much, especially tourism traffic, moving from Orlando and the beaches in Miami, that makes sense. And maybe the travel patterns between Dallas and Houston make sense when you factor in, you know, how much time it takes to go through security and get to the airport.
I think that's a very good point. Hey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Thanks for talking to me.
Hey, my pleasure. Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.